Hi everyone, welcome to this week's Digest. The Super Bowl just passed, and we loved many of the ads. Our gut reaction was that Google nailed it, with their emotional heartstring pulling ad. Hyundai made us laugh. Budweiser could have gone further, but well done anyway. And we respect Michelob for the environmental standard setting. And finally, it was Jeep's Groundhog Day ad with Bill Murray that we just loved. And next up, the podcast we loved. It's Carl Johnson, founder of Anomaly, on the Fearless Art of Creative Leadership podcast with Charles Day. If you want a creative booster shot and an inspiration injection, then have a listen to what host Charles Day describes as timeless, universal, and valuable insights from Carl Johnson. As an agitator for creativity in its broadest sense, Carl discusses the barriers. And I'm going to quote, "Irrelevant creativity is a waste of time and money. Harnessed, focused, disciplined creativity applied to a business problem is awesome. The debate is not creativity or commerce, it's creativity in order to create more successful commerce." I'll end quote. As a deviation from the norm, Anomaly use any tool they can to solve a client's business problem. And Carl discusses why their keys to success is based on pursuing clarity all day, every day, on every level, on every subject, and how it's applied to problem solving and hiring for values, not skills. It's a great episode and well worth a listen. We found this online. Tim Urban's blog, Wait Not Why. We've been reading the mind-expanding blog posts of Tim for some time. Now, they're not for the short of attention. Tim goes really deep. His latest series is called The Story of Us. It's a 10-chapter, multi-post series. Today, we'd suggest you read Chapter 8. It's 2020, and you're in the future. And here's a taster, quoting again. "It's finally 2020, after 20 years of not being able to refer to the decade we're in. Finally, we're all free, in the clear for the next 80 years until 2100, at which point I assume AI will have figured out what to call the two decades between 2100 and 2120. We now live in the 20s. It's exciting. The 20s is super legit sounding. It's so old school. The 40s are old, the 30s are even more so, but nothing is older school than the roaring 20s. We're now in charge of making this a cool decade, so when people 100 years from now are thinking about how incredibly old-timey the 2020s were, it's old-timey in a cool, appealing way, and not in a boring, shitty way. It's also weird to us that the 2020s sounds like such a rad, futuristic decade. And that's how the 1920s seemed to people 100 years ago. They were all used to the 19s, and suddenly they were in like, whoa, cool, we're in the 20s. Then they got upset thinking about how much further along in life their 1910 self thought they'd be in 1920. In any case, it's a perfect time for one of those shit, we're old posts. Find some time this weekend and enjoy Tim's mind-expanding blog post. Recommended to us. It's called Avoid Passing the Point of No Return. It's a timely perspective on the world today by Martin Weigel from Wine Kennedy, Amsterdam. It was recommended to us by Alexandra Mecklenburg on Twitter as @petite that reinforces the need for a new narrative on the role of corporations and political leadership in what is becoming an increasingly risky void. I recommend that we all read and connect on this urgent issue. Social impact, funding freedom, charitable giving is a complex issue. Uncertainty over who to donate to, a lack of trust, a lack of time to research, and a lack of knowledge about where the donations go often leads to donations being directed to low-impact organisations. Every donor wants to know that their money is helping those most in need, but ironically, they often require money, or in the case of grants, to be offered on an unrestricted basis. This post sets out some of the gnarly issues surrounding this. And finally, if you missed last week's podcast, our guest was Joshua Spodek, host of Leadership in the Environment. Listen to Joshua, who's the epitome of a Renaissance man, a two-time TEDx speaker, a number one best-selling author, and host of the award-winning Leadership in the Environment podcast. He's a professor and coach of entrepreneurship and leadership at NYU and Columbia Business School. He's a regular speaker on the environmental leadership at institutions such as Boston Consulting Group, Google, IBM, Harvard, Princeton, West Point, and more. He's also got a PhD in astrophysics and an MBA from Columbia. You get the idea. Oh, and I should say, he's also built an X-ray observational satellite for the European Space Agency, and NASA, and much, much more. It's a two-parter, and in part one, we cover Josh's upbringing and his impact of his parents' divorce and education in dealing with insecurity, and his curiosity in discovering his love of math and science. We also go deep into Josh's commitment to influence and invite his guests on his podcast and his corporate clients he consults with to embrace personal behaviour changes that will impact on the environment. Josh explains the process of taking actions and the joy that results from the values he lives by. In part two, Josh explains his self-developed habit-forming technique, SIDCHA. That's an acronym for Self-Imposed Daily Challenging Healthy Activities. He breaks down the step-by-step approach that anyone can embrace to create more positive habits and behaviors in their life. Josh also invites me to take on my personal environmental challenge. We also discuss the broader environmental issues facing society and the planet before jumping into the rapid-fire questions. I hope you enjoy the intellect, the inspiration, and the environmental action and leadership principles of Joshua Spodek. Give it a listen. And finally, just to wrap up, if you have any stories you want us to share or people you want us to interview, just email us at info@theimpossiblenetwork.com. That's all for now. You'll find all the links in the show notes. Have a great weekend. If you like the show, please subscribe and ideally give us a 5-star rating and a review because it helps more people find us. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player to listen and subscribe. If you want to learn more or have someone you'd like us to interview, just visit theimpossiblenetwork.com or DM us on Instagram @theimpossiblenetwork. This show is an Impossible Network production and is produced by Bettina McKaylee and Elaine Castillo-Keller. But for now, be curious, be creative, and seek out serendipity. See you next time.